You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, let's do the news now. Shower thoughts on the way in just a little bit. But first, Shelley's here with news.
Yeah, and it includes Kanye, who will not be on our ballot, but he did pee on his Grammy, which I'm laughing because somebody texted the show and they said in their brain they thought that I was saying grandma, like that he peed on his grandma.
I thought that too in this last, just a minute ago.
And they wrote, "Too far, Kanye, too far." That's the part that makes me laugh.
Hey, Pap, don't move. I'm making art over here.
No, his Grammy Award. Also, McDonald's is trying to keep up with demand for what? I'll tell you, news brought to you by Huffman. And Huffman, even though they have three offices in Hampton Roads, most of the time they go to their clients' home, work, or even the hospital. Huffman and Huffman, the brothers-in-law. So around here, we do have the rain moving in. The remnants of Hurricane Sally are reaching us now. Although we're just getting the scattered showers at this point, they'll be building throughout the day, according to the National Weather Service in Wakefield. We're potentially looking at strong winds and tidal flooding. They say somewhere between 2 and 6 inches of rain will come to the area. To 6 inches. And that's such a wide range there because they're covering the entire area.
Yes.
The further south you are, the more rain you can expect, the stronger winds. There is the potential for a flash flooding everywhere, though, around here.
Yeah, the flash flood with 2 to 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Going from expected to, my God, what a surprise.
Yeah. Northeast winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 are possible. That'll lead to prolonged periods of tidal flooding. And this is going to start moving into the area. It's already started now, but around lunchtime today is when the rain will really be coming down. And it'll stick with us until tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. Elsewhere, so this happened.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity does not know how to pronounce the global super hit Despacito.
Uh-huh.
During a campaign stop in Florida, Joe Biden was introduced by the singer of Despacito. At the start of his speech, Biden actually pulled out his phone and started playing the song. Hannity reported on it, but he messed up the pronunciation.
Prepare to crawl out of your skin because yesterday Joe Biden was trying so hard to pander for Hispanic Americans to vote for him in Florida that he actually started a speech by playing, well, it's a song called Despacito, which is on his cell phone. That's a well-known song, had some great singers there. A little interesting story behind it. Watch this.
I just have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Corrected. Despacito. I have to take it. I actually studio español en escuela tres años, poquito español, trust me.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You heard how the
very little
actually started. Yeah. Biden took to the lectern, pulled out his phone, and started to play the song.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here. All right.
And then he, like, bobbed his head along to it. It was allegedly pretty awkward.
Oh, this is so dad, grandpa-y.
Yeah.
And that thing about, hang on here. Well, you know, I've noticed this about myself, too. I've caught myself doing this a couple times. Like, why is my mouth open when I'm looking at my phone? When did I become the old man? Hang on here. I find it here somewhere. It's on my phone.
Yeah,
that's the jive the kids all dig. That's what's going on there.
Isn't Bieber on that one?
We need some of that jive out there, that jive. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty awkward, but it got even worse as President Trump shared a fake video version of it that it appear that Biden was playing the NWA song, F the Police, on his phone.
Yeah.
He retweeted the uncensored version that the president, that's the one he retweeted. Biden played the song from his phone as he stands at the podium, nodded his head along to the rhythm. Instead of Despacito playing, it was the NWA song. So that was not the real version that the president tweeted out, by the way.
No, it was a great edit. I saw that one when the president tweeted it yesterday. It came across my Twitter, and I'm like, "What's this?" Because that's what he wrote above it. What's this?
Uh-huh.
There's something. The caption was something to that effect. And then I can tell. I have a practiced ear. I can tell where they made the edit and slid in another song. But it's full bore. F the police, and N-bombs are flying, and F-bombs are flying. It's like, wow, that's weird seeing this come from the press.
Right?
Like, woof.
Now, we do have a clash going on between President Trump and the CDC. President Trump is openly contradicting the government's top health experts. So yesterday, the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, said during congressional testimony that a coronavirus vaccine available in November or December would be in very limited supply and reserved for first responders and people most vulnerable to COVID-19.
All right.
Dr. Redfield estimated that the shot wouldn't be broadly available until the spring or the summer of 2021. Mm-hmm. He also said that wearing a mask could be more effective in combating the virus than a vaccine. And the president was like, no. He called the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confused. He said,
I believe that if you ask him, he would probably say that he didn't understand the question. Mm-hmm. Because I said to him, I asked him those two questions, the one question which we covered and the mask question. And I was inaccurately covered because I was on with George last night, George Stephanopoulos.
Now, that was the clip that the Associated Press had, which I feel like leaves a lot of unanswered questions.
Like the actual question?
Yeah, but I did find this clip as well.
Maybe he misunderstood both of them. But the answer to the one is it's going to be a much faster distribution than he said. Maybe he's not aware of the distribution process. It's not really his thing as much as it would be, let's say, mine.
Yeah.
But the distribution is going to be much faster.
And he did add this about wearing a mask.
I'm tested. I have people tested. When people come into the Oval Office, it's like a big deal. No matter who they are, the heads of countries, they all get tested. So I'm in sort of a different position.
Yeah.
And maybe if I wasn't in that position, I'd be wearing it more.
Yep. There you go.
All right.
At McDonald's, they have that Travis Scott meal, which has apparently been such a success that they're already running out.
Wow.
The fast food giant launched the limited time meal based on the rapper's favorite childhood order. They released it earlier this month. He's the first celebrity to have his name on a McDonald's menu since Michael Jordan's McJordan like 30 years ago.
No kidding.
The unexpected rush on Travis Scott meals, which include quarter pound burgers with cheese, bacon and lettuce, a Sprite, a side of fries, and barbecue dipping sauce, has strained the supply of key ingredients like the quarter pounder beef, the bacon, the slivered onions, the shredded lettuce. And in an effort to prevent shortages, the company is controlling the supply allocated to each location.
Oh, so they could sell out of the Travis Scott meal.
Yeah, but the demand is especially high in areas like, you know, his birthplace in Houston and the L.A. area.
Sure.
Supply issues for McDonald's aren't rare, according to this report. They say amid the pandemic, the company has not experienced a supply chain break at all. So McDonald's good to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it is unusual, the supply issue.
Yeah.
If they've been able to keep it going through the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're running out of stuff. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the $6 plastic crown worn by the notorious B.I.G. at a photo shoot days before his death was auctioned off for $595,000 this week at the first ever Sotheby's auction focused on hip-hop and memorabilia.
Wow.
The crown, which was sold by photographer Baron Claiborne, more than doubled the pre-auction estimate of $200,000 to $300,000.
Man.
It was autographed by the rapper and by Claiborne. The lot included three prints from the photo shoot as well. Overall, the auction reached $2 million.
That picture is iconic, though.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a rap person. You've seen this photograph before, you know?
It's true. Yep. They said they surpassed its high estimate with 91% of all lots sold. Other items sold included Fab Five Freddy's custom MTV ring, a complete run of the Source magazine, Salt and Peppa's famous Push It jackets, and an archive of love letters written by a teenage Tupac Shakur.
Yeah. Wasn't Madonna in one of his love letters?
I think they specifically said these weren't the ones from
her,
okay. But there
all
was, because she's like sued to block those from being released, didn't she?
Or being sold, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, being sold, whatever it was.
I got you.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Queens Public Library Foundation to support their hip-hop programs, as well as Building Beats, a nonprofit community organization.
$500,000. You got to know who bought this, you know?
Right?
Who bought that? Dr. Dre or somebody who's got that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's a billionaire from Beats and whatnot.
Because it is it's a huge...
And it's just such a huge part of hip-hop culture.
Yep, it's a huge piece to put
culture.
On display
right.
somewhere. So for six
Yeah, it's
for $6,
a museum piece.
It was originally $6.
Yeah. Be cool if he donated it back.
Yeah. That does bring us to Michael Bolton singing about mac and cheese.
When some Mac loves broccoli cheddar.
Oh yeah, baby.
Can't keep your mouth on nothing else. Two classic loves swirled into one. Yes, it's soup on tender pasta. It can do no wrong. Cause creamy cheese and broccoli loves macaroni.
The 67-year-old singer performing for a new Panera Bread ad.
Wow. Oh, feeling it. They have delicious mac and cheese there.
They do. And delicious broccoli cheddar soup.
Yeah.
So
just
why
mix
not
it all together.
Yeah. Michael told the Today Show that he got to try the new creation, and it is, quote, delicious.
Our neighbor used to dog sit for us, and as a special treat, he would go to Panera and buy the mac and cheese for the puppies.
Because
they love their puppies so much. They love their dog, and then they would love up our dog.
Nice.
How nice, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but how about getting a loan from me?
Yeah, right.
Hey, while you're gone, hey, while you're up. Hey, Paul, while you're up.
Well, you can now get the broccoli cheddar mac and cheese at Panera Bread cafes nationwide.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Available. I don't think you can get the song.
The Michael Bolton song?
No, I'm probably not going to hear that while you're there. But we do have rain in the forecast for today, pretty much from now on out. The rain could be heavy at times, a high in the mid-70s. Rain tonight, again with it being heavy at times. Inches possible, a low around 68. And then rain likely tomorrow, mainly before 2 o'clock. Cloudy otherwise, a high of 73 tomorrow. Right now we're at 75 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Nice.